V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Revelation 2, verse 4. One of Paul's letters was to the church at Ephesus. They were spiritual, doctrinally sound, and exemplary in their love for Christ. Then Jesus says to the same church years later, "You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first." Has your love for God grown cold? Then you must go back to where you first met him and seek him again like you did before you had heard so much and seen so much, before the pressures of life have worn you down. "But I'm busy doing the Lord's work," you say. Well, beware, because busyness and barrenness go hand in hand. Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." British missionary Oswald Chambers once said, "Beware of anything that competes with loyalty to Jesus Christ. The greatest competitor of devotion to Jesus is service for him." When Peter decided to go fishing that night, he may have been making a decision to get away from everything and go back to where he first met the Lord. That's a good move if you also seek the Lord there. When you get discouraged, you'll either go back to the one who can save, keep, and satisfy, or you'll go back to whatever was going on in your life before you met him. And that's not a good move. Why? Because the Bible says Peter fished all night and caught nothing.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.